But a half century before Iran pursued a nuclear program, the biggest threat was the Soviet Union and, following its breakup, Russia. For decades, the U.S. and Russia have been trying to clean up the massive nuclear mess left in the wake of the Cold War, getting rid of a staggering number of nuclear weapons and dangerous nuclear material in Russia and elsewhere through something called the Nunn-Lugar Cooperative Threat Reduction Program. Well, this past week, the Russian government announced that it is dropping out of the program. NPR's Mike Schuster has more on the consequences.
The Nunn-Lugar program takes its name from the two senators who created it, the former Democratic senator from Georgia, Sam Nunn, and the current Republican senator from Indiana, Richard Lugar. They sponsored the bill in 1991, creating a program whereby the U.S. would provide Russia with expertise and money to secure and reduce its weapons of mass destruction, nuclear, chemical, and biological. It has not been smooth and not been easy, and at many points along the way, the Russians have resisted or threatened to pull out of the deal. But now, after two decades, the achievements are impressive, says Daryl Kimball, director of the Arms Control Association in Washington.
This has been one of the most successful security programs in history, and it has been a vital part of really ending the Cold War.
How vital? Well, the Pentagon and Senator Lugar keep a scorecard on their websites. These are just some of the statistics as of this week.
The Nunn-Lugar scorecard now totals 7,610 strategic nuclear warheads deactivated,
902 intercontinental ballistic missiles destroyed,
498 ICBM silos eliminated,
191 ICBM mobile launchers destroyed,
155 bombers eliminated,
906 nuclear air-to-surface missiles destroyed, 684 submarine-launched ballistic missiles eliminated,
33 nuclear ballistic missile-capable submarines destroyed.
And there's more. Nearly 4,000 metric tons of chemical weapons agent in Russia and Albania destroyed, and all nuclear weapons and their systems eliminated in Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Ukraine. Former Senator Nunn never thought the program would accomplish this much.
Well, it has been far more successful than I would have dreamed and hoped for. I did know it in 1991, and so did Senator Lugar and others who supported this program, that we were in a very grave period of danger with thousands of weapons all over any number of time zones.
At the beginning, Russia had no money for a program like this and very little expertise. The Russians let the Americans in to look at their nuclear weapons and finance the work, but resentfully, and they often got in the way. But now the Russians have acquired the necessary technological skills and the financial resources. They say they intend to continue the work on their own. As to their motives, they have been silent. Still, says Daryl Kimball, the work is far from finished, and he thinks the partnership between the U.S. and Russia must continue.
I don't believe that Russia is seeking to terminate all work that it has been doing with the United States over the past two decades to reduce the risk of Cold War legacy weapons.
Nor does the State Department. Top Department experts on nuclear proliferation intend to stay engaged with the Russians and work on a new framework for partnership, focusing on other countries that need help securing and eliminating their weapons of mass destruction. Senator Nunn says there's lots of work in the field for both nations.
U.S. and Russia working together as a team is very important. It's important psychologically, it's important as a matter of pride, but it's fundamentally important in terms of actually improving security.
Some in Congress will welcome the Russian move, though. There have been those in Congress who have opposed financing the program. They have argued all along the Russians should have been spending their own money to disarm. The program has cost the U.S. about $1 billion a year for the past 20 years. Mike Schuster, NPR News.